Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute 2.0. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is June 16, and on this day in 1961, when the Kirov Ballet went to Paris for its first foreign tour, being the one everyone wanted to see, as well as a thorn in the establishment's side, Rudolf Nureyev could hardly be left behind, but a close watch was kept on him while in France. During the ballet's stay in Paris, Nureyev went out with French dancers and other locals each and every night. While one or two other Kirov dancers did so likewise, it was Nureyev that was the one who caused the most alarm to the political agents, I guess because he was the most highly visible and highly recognized. When the time came for the tour to continue, when everyone arrived at the airport to move on to London, Nureyev was instead given a ticket to Moscow and was told he was needed for a gala. Disbelieving the assurances that he would rejoin the company in London, he was sure he would never be allowed out of Russia and would face relegation back home. He decided to seek asylum in the West and managed to get word to his friends who had come to see him off. They told the French police, who explained that Nureyev must personally approach them. He did this and was granted permission to stay in France. Russian officials thereafter did all they could to disparage the defector, and in absence he was sentenced to prison. For many years, all his traveling had to be done on temporary documents, but eventually he was given Austrian citizenship. There you have it, one piece of Cold War history as it happened on June 16, 1961. I am David Guerra, and until tomorrow, goodbye.